Welcome to Couples Therapy in 7 Words. I'm your co-host, Judy Alexander, and I'm here with my husband, Dr. Bruce Chalmer.
Hello, Judy. Hello, viewers and listeners. We came up with a very simple title for today's episode. Judy, tell folks the title.
Moral Clarity.
Yeah, this is not going to be one of our usual podcasts. We're recording this on October 16th, 2023, a little after a week. After, on a major Jewish holiday, Hamas launched a pogrom, essentially, against the Jewish people. And it was against the Jewish people. It wasn't merely against people who they felt were unfair to them or oppressing them or anything like that. It was a campaign of genocide against the Jewish people, which has been what their entire existence has been about.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it would be good for us to, I don't know what else to talk about.
Yeah, it's hard to talk about other problems.
Yeah.
By comparison, they seem petty.
Yeah. It's interesting, and you say they do seem petty, and I still feel they're not.
I'm still working with folks. I know, life goes on,
and people have
to live there.
Absolutely.
I don't mean to minimize it by saying that.
Of course. No, but that is interesting, isn't it? It's like, yeah, but then there's, and the reason, and I came up with that title, Moral Clarity.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many ways we could address this. I don't think, personally, I'm not inclined to go into a description of why this was so awful.
Mm-hmm.
People who are seeing this and hearing this will have already known that and have formed their own ideas. The ones I want to address in particular are the people, and I mean people of goodwill, people in good faith, who look at this and say, well, but you could justify that because they were being oppressed.
Right.
And that's why I wanted to talk about moral clarity.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens, well, did you want to say anything about that before I launch into one of my screens?
No, because you'll get me going and I will go off on a screed and it will be worse than anything you've gone off on.
Yeah. I think just for the sake of this, I want to narrow it down to that particular set. The folks, and look, where do I come from politically? You know, people mm-hmm. who watch this probably don't know, because in this context, I don't think in those terms. As a couples therapist, I'm all about a deep recognition of everyone's validity.
Right.
And I still feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's coming from a valid place. And, you know, I would say, even of Hamas, they're not crazy. This isn't about illness. This is about evil.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, at a certain point, one needs to have some sense of moral clarity. And if you don't, I don't know quite what to say to you. You know, people who say, well, whatever suffering the Palestinian people have gone through, which I absolutely have sympathy for, to say that any of that has anything to do with what Hamas has done
right.
is such a breakdown of moral clarity. It is astonishing to me. Well, you know what? I say it's astonishing. We're not doing ads today, folks, but I'll mention, you know, one of my books, I wrote all about ideas and
mm-hmm.
ideologies.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start thinking ideologically, one of my big shticks is when ideas harden into ideology, they become caricatures of what they started as.
Mm-hmm.
So take a group the trouble is Hamas doesn't even pretend to be about liberation.
No.
Hamas is about a theocracy.
Are. Exactly.
So they're oppressing the Palestinian people too.
Yes, they are.
So, and look, and it's not for me to say to Palestinians
mm-hmm.
how they need to, you know, how they should view their own situation. That would be rather arch of me to go there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not my, I respect Palestinians too much to go there. I will simply note that for people who are not Palestinians to look at Hamas and think they have anything to do with liberation, you have to blind yourself so much to essential moral clarity that's what I mean by the danger of ideology.
Right.
You know,
because we're not sitting here and saying we're not dismissing Palestinian Arab suffering at all. So I just want to make that clear. Because we totally recognize that.
Of course not. And that's where you end up with complexity.
Mm-hmm.
There is enormous complexity. Now, as people know who know us know, we're Jews,
mm-hmm.
you know. We're not neutral in this situation. We are Jews. We have great sympathy as Jews for Jews. You know, of course we do. Doesn't exclude sympathy for non-Jews, of course. But of course, we're taking a side here. But it astonishes me how people can look at Palestinian anger, which I totally understand. Mm-hmm. You know, I said this to you. We were watching. There was a local person on our local news here in Vermont. It was a Palestinian American or mm-hmm. Palestinian whatever. Yeah. And he was talking about whatever he was talking about, and I was commenting how I have such sympathy for him. Mm-hmm. I have no difficulty hearing a Palestinian be angry at Israel.
Right.
Yes, I understand that. I understand what enemies are. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a valid person.
Yeah.
What gets to me, especially American Jews, but Americans in general, who aren't Palestinians, or maybe aren't Palestinians or Jews, who will hear this and just go to this place of certainty about who's good and who's evil,
right,
and thereby blind themselves to evil when it's in front of their faces.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part that I don't know what to do with.
I know. Yeah. I am having that same problem. It's like, would you want to live under ISIS? Would you want to live under the Taliban? Would you want to live under Hamas?
Yeah.
This is not a group of people saying we'd like to talk and negotiate. Their
yeah.
charter specifically says wipe all the Jews off the face of the earth, not just Israel, which they want that entire territory and don't even see any possibility for a two-state solution.
Which, they don't even want a one-state solution multi-ethnic.
No, they want their way,
yeah.
their way. And there are a lot of Palestinians and a lot of Arabs and a lot of Palestinian Christians that do not want to live under that type
oh, yeah.
of regime.
But that's their business.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
From it's the part that gets to me. And look, let's make it clear here. Isn't it interesting that the only country on the face of the earth that somehow is evil for trying to exist is mm-hmm. Israel.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And that is what anti-Semitism means, folks. That's what it means. I'm not saying criticizing Israel is anti-Semitism. It isn't. It often isn't. If you want to hear really intense criticism of Israeli policies, go to Israel and you'll hear it.
Right.
You'll hear enormous amounts of criticism.
Read Haaretz.
And there's no lack of criticism of Israeli policies from within and without Israel, none of which necessarily has to be anti-Semitic.
Right.
But to claim that Israel oughtn't exist, to claim that Israel are colonizers as opposed to every other country in the world, that is bullshit. And it is astonishing to me that people who claim concern about social justice mm-hmm. don't see their own anti-Semitism. Well, I say it's astonishing. Actually, it isn't astonishing, because it is people who are active in wanting social justice who are the most difficult people to see when they are being anti-Semitic
mm-hmm.
or when they're being racist or when they're being any of those things. You know, mm-hmm. that's the classic thing. It's liberals have a hard time seeing their own racism. Well, folks, you may have a hard time seeing your own anti-Semitism. And I have to say, and I've seen many people have posted this, you know, the quote from Dr. King about what we'll remember is the silence of others, the
right.
silence of our friends,
right.
you know?
Right.
The silence is deafening from people who care about social justice. The silence about anti-Semitism is deafening. And so where do we get off in our nice little couples therapy podcast saying this? Well, look, we can say what we damn well want, can't we?
It's our podcast. It's our podcast.
But I also think this has everything to do, moral clarity has everything to do even with couples therapy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so interesting. I have to work with folks, none of whom are perfect, me either, you
mm-hmm.
know? We've all messed up. We've all messed up in various ways. Some of the folks I've worked with have messed up in very large ways and have hurt their partners in very large ways. And yet there are some, and yet I'm there working with faith. And when we talk about faith, it's that we're all doing the best we can. We're all valid. We're all valid people. That doesn't preclude recognizing, again, doesn't preclude moral clarity. There have been very few times in my career, two or three come to mind at the moment, maybe there's a few more than that, but those are the ones that come to mind, where I've actually said to someone, this was not in a couples therapy context, it was in an individual therapy context, I've actually said to someone, I can't work with you on what you want to work on.
Mm. Why was that?
And so I've told this story perhaps before. I don't know if I've told it on the podcast. The first one that comes to mind was a man who came in and was talking about anxiety. And of course, I'm happy to help people with anxiety. And the particular circumstance where he would get anxious is when his girlfriend would go away for a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And he would, you know, she would have gone away for a weekend. He'd get very anxious, a fair amount of you know, worry and jealousy and stuff like that, but he described it as anxiety. And okay, well, gee, let's talk about that. Well, the circumstance was his girlfriend was going away with her husband, who did not know about this, and while he was home with his wife, who did not know about this. And so I commented, I said, wow, it seems to me anxiety is an appropriate reaction there. So I wouldn't want to help you not be anxious about that. Uh-huh. What I would want to help you with, I didn't say I wouldn't work with them. My God, I work with sinners all the time. I am one myself. I mean, you know, I'm starting to sound Christian now, but hey, not knocking Christianity. No, but that phenomenon, but I said, I can't help you with that project. Mm-hmm. There was another man who wanted to feel not guilty about abandoning his children.
Wow.
And I said, I don't think I can help you with that.
Yeah.
He should feel guilty about abandoning his children. It's a terrible thing to do.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be doing what he was contemplating. I would not help him with that. I would help him, but not with that.
Right.
You know. So there's an element of moral clarity that comes even when me as a therapist, you know, therapists are always, ought to be known for acceptance.
Yeah.
Accepting people as valid. Look, I accept the people of Hamas as valid human beings. What they are committing is evil. What they've dedicated themselves to is evil. And, you know, so there is a line there somewhere. Mm-hmm. And that's actually why I'm not a pacifist. And I have great, I've always said this, I still say it. I am not a pacifist. I believe that Israel going to war in this circumstance is completely justified. And I think, you know, there are justifiable wars. Mm-hmm. They are always tragedies. They are always horrible.
Right.
And I'm glad there exist such people as pacifists.
Yeah.
So that our ideologies don't run away with us. You know what I'm saying? But for people to look at this and say, no, it's not evil, it deserves celebration, that's evil. And all I would say to folks who are thinking that is they need to examine their own moral compass.
Absolutely.
And see where the hell did it go. And that's, you know, go ahead and be critical of anybody you want to be critical of. But when you cross that line, you really need to look carefully at what's happened to yourself. I'm not sure what else to say.
I know. I just want to pull up something that I think my sister posted it. Yeah. You know how they have those signs that people put on their lawns?
Yeah.
You know, in this house, we believe Black Lives Matter. Women's rights are human rights. No human is illegal. Science is real. Love is love. And then they added a line, Hamas was justified.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
so
that's,
you know, one of those little sign things.
Yeah, Hamas was justified. That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
That's what those things. And look, I have often said those damn signs are, they're right there. They're an example of people
yes.
who have basically cashed in their moral sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and it's not that I disagree with, you know, science is real and
right.
other, you know, women's
right.
rights
love
are human
love,
rights and love is love.
Lives matter.
Yeah,
no,
those are all very nice ideas.
Things, right.
It's just that. They lose me at in this house we believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, so in this house, you basically are saying there are things that are correct and things that are not correct, and you're not willing to look at complexity. And to say that Hamas was justified,
that
leaves me breathless.
Yes.
The level of moral blindness
mm-hmm.
that it takes to say that
yeah.
is just astonishing to me. So what else do we say?
I don't know. There we have it.
There we have it. So I am hoping, I will mention for folks who have been following us, we had said we were doing some presentations. We had scheduled one for yesterday, October 15th, to do a presentation, Jewish Perspectives on Sex. That was what we were going to talk about.
Right.
We canceled that because it just seemed completely tone deaf at this point.
Mm-hmm.
We are still planning on doing it. We've got another one scheduled in November 19th at Temple Sinai. Oh, we've got one in Beth Jacob Synagogue, right? Sooner than that, yeah.
So we'll
in
see
Montpelier.
What the tenor of the times is.
Yeah, I am hopeful around. That by then, it's not that this will be over because it won't.
No.
It on some level, it'll never be over, but
right.
that's another story. But no, that you know what people do in wartime is they get back to living their lives and talking about Jewish perspectives on sex, you know,
mm-hmm.
And we'll get back to that, but. We did cancel the one yesterday, and you know, for
yeah,
now
we did attend a rally.
Yeah, we attended a rally
in Burlington.
Yes. Yeah,
and it was good to see that there was a lot of support from government officials and state officials and our senators and representatives.
And it was so interesting because they were across the mainstream spectrum of opinion,
mm-hmm.
And yet all of them were expressing moral clarity. And as the governor said, he said, you know, people who say, well, there are two sides. And he said, in this particular circumstance, all he could see were, yes, there are two sides, good and evil.
Exactly.
And there's no justification for what Hamas did. And if you actually look at it, there is no justification for what Hamas stands for.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's so interesting because we're saying this and what are we doing? We're getting it off our chests. You know, here we are, we have our public forum such as it is,
mm-hmm.
and we get to say this. We are not going to convince anybody who's so convinced of their own ideology. We're not going to convince them. I am hopeful that anybody who sat through this, who disagrees with our, you know, who thinks that Hamas was justified, I'm hopeful that this just plants a little seed of doubt for you. You know, if even the part of you that feels like you want to be aware of why people are angry and why, you know, that's somebody who would think Hamas is justified has an empathy for people who are very angry at a bad situation. And I would say you need to extend that to the Jews as well. You need to understand where this comes from. We could go on, but I don't think we
could
to.
Go on. So yeah. I think we should end it here and leave you with our be kind.
Don't panic.
And most of all, have faith.